Grace and peace to you in God, who is our Father and our Mother, and in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. There is nothing like the sinking, sick in the pit of your stomach feeling of realizing that your child is lost. Now, it hasn't happened to me for a while. It would be hard to lose mine now since they're all about this tall. But I remember distinctly that moment happening those few moments that just felt like an eternity as I searched for Evan in and around the clothes racks at JCPenney. Sure that he was just hiding in the suit coats as he has been a few minutes ago, but I turned my attention away to have a watch battery replaced, and when I turned around, he was gone. Surely he's just hiding, waiting for that fun moment to jump out at me, I tell myself as I go through the racks calling his name. But there's that other voice in my head saying, what if he got farther away? What if he got down the escalator and he's wandering around there by himself? Who might pick him up with an offer to help? I might really not find him. There's no fear like that. Like the fear of losing or seeing harm come to your own dear child. I'd heard often enough how risky parenting is, but I never knew it until that little Evan came into my life and I realized that my heart was running around outside my body, so vulnerable. For me, that's one image, one feeling that today's lessons bring to mind. There is a shepherd who leaves 99 sheep waiting in the desert while he goes off to search for the one who has gone missing, driven to find the one who is lost. And the woman who turns her house upside down searching for a lost coin, unable to rest until that coin is found. And the next story that goes along with this, which we'll read next week, the story of the prodigal son, a father who lets his youngest son go off to make his way in the world and waits, watching anxiously for his return. Jesus tells these three stories in response to the grumbling of the scribes and Pharisees who say that he is eating with sinners and tax collectors. The righteous religious people who know that they are in with God cannot understand why Jesus, who claims to know God so intimately, would spend so much time hanging around with the wrong people. And Jesus tells these stories to his listeners to tell them something about God. The shepherd, the woman, the father, each of these figures represents God. A God whose heart is running around outside of God in every single one of us. A God who longs for us, for our well-being, for our safety, for a relationship with us in just that same way. A God who holds a party every time one of these lost children returns home. That's what God is like. And Jesus is telling the scribes and Pharisees, that is my role here. My whole purpose for being here is to seek the lost and help them find their way home, to share the truth of God's steadfast love with those who don't know it. When the tax collectors and the sinners come around inviting me to eat with them or listening to my words, that's why I came, Jesus says. When I eat with sinners, these lost ones, God has a party in heaven. These stories of Jesus also pose a question to all of us good religious people who hear them. God is having a party. Are we going to join in? Can we set aside our jealousy or righteous holiness? our fear that there might not be enough grace to go around and join the party that God is having for the people out there. Jesus invites the scribes and Pharisees and all of us to consider the question, who is lost anyway? Where are we in this story? And how do we in the church carry out God's mission to seek the lost? If we take another look at this story, we find that there is little or no attention given to the ones who aren't lost. The 99 sheep are left in the wilderness, and when the one is found, the shepherd takes them home. The older brother, the one who obediently stayed at home, ends the story stuck in jealousy and anger. Like the scribes and Pharisees who seem to see themselves like this older brother as jealous for that attention of Jesus to keep it for themselves. The stories beg the question, is anyone ever found once and for all? Aren't all of us lost some of the time? Episcopal priest and author Robert Farrar Capon offered a perspective on this story that I had never considered before. He writes, Jesus never goes back to the 99 sheep. The 99 sheep are a setup. Jesus has divided the flock into one sheep and 99 sheep, and he's not trying to make two different groups, you know, 99 who don't get lost and the one who does. I think the real meaning of this is that the 99, let's see, I think the real meaning of this is that the one lost sheep is the whole human race as we really are. And the 99 found sheep who never get lost are the whole human race as we think we are. The one lost sheep stands for all of us. And this says that the only thing the shepherd, God, the good shepherd, is interested in is going after the lost. And if necessary, the shepherd will go out of the sheep ranching business to find the lost. And God will go out of the God business, go out of the business of being the kind of God that we think God is. The God who's a bookkeeper, the God who is the divine infinite watchbird who's keeping records on everybody, and if you don't do it right, he's not going to bother with you anymore. That's the business God leaves behind when he goes after the lost, because God only wants to come and find sinners. God doesn't want anything else. We have a God on a mission. A God who loves to eat with outcasts and sinners, maybe a little like all of us. A God who can't rest until all of the lost children have come home. Jesus says there's a party in heaven whenever a lost sinner is found. How can we join in this passionate mission and party of God? How can we be a part of God's celebration of love for all of God's people? That seems to me to be as good a question as any we can ask as we go forward together in ministry, as we look for those ways that we can get out of this church building and be the presence and love of God for people out there who don't know how much God loves them, who just need to hear that message of how beloved they are. We are all lost sinners, and we have gathered here together to be that community that supports one another, that cares for one another. We come to hear the story and the promises of God, to sing and to pray, and we come to this table to share the meal in which Jesus comes to us week after week. That celebration that Jesus has found us, and Jesus is with us, that God is waiting to give for all of us when God's children come home. Thanks be to God, the seeker of all who are lost. Amen.